getting so mushy about?
Well, I'm glad you asked me. I couldn't keep it from you much longer.
What?
Life's biggest moment. I'm going to be married.
You don't believe me.
Yes, I don't believe. What do you mean you don't believe me? Didn't I just tell you I was going to be married?
Who to?
Why, a woman, of course. Did you ever hear of anybody marrying a man?
Sure.
Who?
My sister.
This is no time for levity. She's the sweetest girl you ever saw. Well-read, traveled all over the world, loved by everyone. And she's mine, all mine. Well, what do you think of it?
What does levity mean?
Levity is a synonym. You know what a synonym is. Synonym is the cinnamon.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Somebody knocking on the phone.
That's levity.
Hello, Mr. Levity?
Go to the door. Hello, Mr. Levity.
That was Mr. Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Levity.
Yes, sir.
It's from her. Wait till I find my glasses. You read it. I can't find them.
My dear, darling, precious Oliver. As I sit writing this note to you, with your picture in front of me, I have decided that all is over between us. For I love another. Your one-time sweetheart, Jean.
Oh. 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 Oh.
What's the matter?
Didn't you read it?
Yeah, but I wasn't listening.
Give me that letter.
Wait a minute, there's some more. You see my glasses? B.S. It's best we never see each other again. Jeannie Weenie.
What does she mean, B.S.?
Big sucker, I guess.
Now I see it all. You vampire. You wrecker of men's happiness. And I learned about women from you. Come, Stanley.
Where are you going?
We are going where we can forget.
What do you mean, we've got to forget?
None of your business. Come on, let's go.
I haven't got anything.
So, the new recruit. Number.
Up.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six. Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
12.
13.
14.
15.
16.
17.
19.
19.
20.
21.
21.
Come, come, my man. What is your number?
Hollywood 4368.
Silence! This is no place for levity. What's your name?
This is my friend, Mr. Laurel, Admiral. My name is Hardy. Oliver Norval Hardy.
Joined up together, eh?
Yes, ma'am.
We are buddies.
Well, you certainly are a sorry-looking pair.
We are not sorry.
No, sir. We're just discouraged.
What on earth ever prompted you to join the Legion?
Well, you see, Brigadier, it was like this.
I came here to help him forget.
Forget? Forget what?
What's that?
Well, well, well.
I forgot.
You forgot what you came here to forget? Well, we'll see that you don't forget what you're here for. Put them through their preliminary routine. We'll start whipping them into shape tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
One, two, one.
Well?
If you please, sir, we'd like to rectify a small mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, sir. Since joining your army, we find that we've been disillusioned.
Disillusioned?
Yes, sir, disillusioned. You see, sir, it was like this. We came here because of a woman.
99% of us do. What of it?
Well, most luckily, sir, we found out just in time that this woman wasn't worth it.
No, sir. You know what she did?
And we've decided to leave before it's too late.
So you decided to leave, have you?
Yes, sir. And if any mail comes for us, would you send it to this address?
What do you think this is? A picnic? You're here and here you're going to stay. This is the army of forgotten souls. Men come to this godforsaken spot to forget and be forgotten. Men come here to accept the hardships of the desert and the wasteland, to be without food, without water, and to laugh at it all. All comrades will fall bleeding and dying at your side. Others will take their places, and you are here to stay until the rattle in your dying throat relieve you. Back to your quarters.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.